Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And tonight I'm going to talk about gaslighting and toxic relationships. And this is very common for a lot of people that are dating somebody or in a relationship with somebody. And the person they're with makes them feel like they're crazy. The person that they're with always kind of switches things around and makes the person feel that when they question them on something, that there's something wrong with them, okay? What they're trying to do is they're trying to break you down. And a lot of times they try to break you down because you have the goods on them. You have the facts on them. And I'm going to give you an example of somebody that went through that. What happened with her is she was dealing with somebody and she heard her boyfriend talking in another room, and she could have sworn that he was talking to somebody else, and she heard him say, "Oh, I love you too," or something like that, okay? So when she questioned him about it, he came back to her, and he said to her, "Oh, I never said I love you to anybody," or anything like that, when she herself heard him say it. So now what's going on is she's questioning herself. She knows that she heard him say that. And now he's coming back to her because when she confronts the person that is gaslighting her, what they're going to do is they're going to tell you a lie and say, "I didn't say I love somebody," or they're going to deny things that you have proof of. They're going to target your self-esteem and your weaknesses. And what happens is they kind of always want to create this doubt in your mind. They are master manipulators. These are people that will drive you crazy. Okay? This is what a lot of people do that are in relationships, okay? Like, they'll deal with somebody who love bombs them to death, but then this person is playing games with them. They could be out all night long and, you know, they'll say something to the effect of, you know, "Oh, you know, my friend said she saw you at that restaurant," and he'll come back to her and say, "Oh, well, you're crazy," or something like that. "That wasn't me. That wasn't, you know," or "That wasn't me driving her car," or something like that. You know, and the biggest one is when they say, "Oh, you're crazy." See, when you know and you have the proof on somebody and they call you crazy, that's when you know you've got them, okay? Remember that. When you're dealing with somebody and you have it all there in black and white, the facts, and that person is denying the facts and trying to discredit your judgment and call you crazy, you have them. You have them, you guys, and you can't back down from what is the facts. I don't care what kind of gaslighting tactics or manipulation that they do. What they're going to do is they're going to mix their lies to try to make you think that you're crazy. All right. So they're always going to deflect. This is what gaslighters do. They deflect things and they take the blame off themselves and they'll switch it up on you. They'll say things to you like, "Well, you're just insecure," or "You've always been cheated on in your past relationships. That's why you can't trust anybody." No, it's not that. It's because somebody saw you at a restaurant. My friend or somebody that's reliable saw you at a restaurant, and they know you, and you were there with another female, okay? So don't let anybody gaslight you. And when you're dealing with somebody that's gaslighting you, you have to confront that person and not back down from that person. Because what they're going to do is they're going to try to switch it up. They're going to try to switch the topic. And this is what covert narcissists do a lot too. They try to manipulate you in a subtle way. Okay, so somebody that's gaslighting you, what they're going to do is they're going to try to, you know, make you think that you know, you're paranoid, you're crazy, you don't know what you're doing, all right? They're never going to own up to any blame. You could catch that kind of person in the act, and they will still tell you you're crazy, that wasn't them. And I'm just using this as an example, you guys, to give you an idea, all right? Like, I had one woman who came to me. She was dealing with her boyfriend, and she'd be on the phone with him all the time, and then the phone would click off. And she's like, what's the problem with the phone? What's the problem with the phone? And he used to tell her, she used to call him back, and he'd tell her, oh, that's your phone. That's your phone. Now, that's gaslighting, okay? Because she found out later what he was doing is that he was hanging up the phone with her because he got another call. So rather than tell her he's getting another call coming in, that's typical player, okay? What he does is he hangs up the phone and he takes that other call and makes pretend that the phone call is dropped. This is what they do, okay? This is what a lot of players do as well, all right? They have somebody that they're seeing, and they make them feel like, oh, I'm so into you, and you're the person for me, and everything like that. And then these little things come along to make the person question, you know, something's not right here. And that's why I tell you, you have to always trust your gut. Now, I'm not saying go out and accuse somebody if you're unsure of something. But what I'm saying is, if you have the facts, if you have the proof of seeing something that isn't right with your partner, and your partner turns it around and they say, well, I don't know what you're talking about. You know, you are building this up in your mind. You know, that's not what you're seeing at all. And you know that you are seeing something for what it is. Do not let that person question your sanity, okay? Do not, all right? Do not let that person break you down, because this is what they do. They break you down. It's a form of psychological manipulation and emotional abuse, okay? A gaslighter is going to avoid responsibility for their toxic behavior by lying and denying and making you question the facts, okay? Basically, the gaslighter makes you feel crazy and confused. So here's the thing, you guys. You know, when relationships are right, it just flows, okay? There aren't these little things that you have to question all the time. If you're sitting there in a relationship and you are questioning your partner, for instance, you feel that they're giving you lies about where they were or what they're doing, and they're telling you things like, you know, oh, I was at the office, you know, and you say to them, but everybody at the office said you weren't there. And they try to twist it and gaslight it and try to make you feel like, oh, well, you're paranoid and you questioned. They didn't know I was there, but I was there. And you have concrete proof that what you're seeing and what you're hearing is a fact. You cannot let this person create this kind of environment for you, because they are going to break you down. They're going to break you down emotionally, okay? These are people that don't take responsibility for their actions. These are people that you can never trust what they say. They are not transparent. And one of the things you have to remember when you're in a relationship is you need transparency. You need to know that there is a trust between you and your partner, okay? That you could trust what your partner is telling you is the truth. There is nothing worse than living with somebody that you have to sit there and question if they are lying to you all the time. If you catch them in a lie and they try to gaslight you, you better stick to your guns and you better let them know that if they do it again and they have crossed your boundary and they try to gaslight you again, you will not be there. There has to be a consequence, or this type of person will continually keep doing that. They will continually keep breaking your boundaries. And so many people let people get away with things. So many people think people are going to change, and they don't. People only change when they want to change, when they really make an effort and they're consistent with it. Not just, I'm going to change, let's say that you caught them red-handed doing something that they shouldn't be doing, and they apologize. You know, you get the apologizer, the ones that are always famous for apologizing to you and love bombing you, and then 2 weeks later, they're out doing the same thing. If you allow it to happen, it's going to happen again. You give them one chance. The more chances you give that person, the more your power gets lower and lower and lower. And I talk about power in relationships in my book, you guys. You could read it free on Amazon Kindle. But the point that I wanted to talk about tonight was about, gaslighting in relationships. And you could have gaslighting with family members. This could happen all the time. Maybe you have a disagreement with a family member, or you could have a disagreement with a friend and they sit there and they tell you something. You could be explaining to them why you're upset about an issue that you have between them, and they sit there and they flat out tell you, "I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have a problem with you." That is somebody who's gaslighting you. That is somebody that is gaslighting you, okay? And is not taking accountability for their actions, all right? And do not accept that. Do not accept that. You need to call that person out on it and let them know that you are not going to take that kind of nonsense, and they are not going to sit there and question your sanity or call you crazy when you know exactly what you're talking about and you have the facts right in front of you, and they're going to try there and they're going to discredit you. They're not going to look at the facts because they know that they cannot, come at you with the facts. What they're going to do is they're going to downplay it and say, "Oh yeah, that's no big deal," or something like that, and then try to make you look crazy. Don't accept it. Let them know that, you're not going to downplay this and try to make like you are not responsible for your actions. But I am going to let you know that if you continue to do it, you will not be dealing with me anymore. Okay? So you need to stay away from these type of people. All right? These people are toxic. They will suck the life out of you. They will take your self-esteem away. Okay? And one of the things you need in your life is to have self-esteem in your relationships, no matter who you're dealing with, whether it's your partner, whether it's your family members, whether it's your business associates, whoever you may be dealing with, you cannot lose your self-esteem, okay? Because when you lose your self-esteem, you will break down emotionally and mentally, okay? And that's one of the things that happens to a lot of people that break up in relationships. They lose their self-esteem because maybe they were left by their partner and their self-worth is very low. They think it's something that they did, when a lot of times it's not necessarily anything they did. It could just be that their partner was not for them. It could just be that, you know, their partner is an asshole, okay? And this happens a lot. I'm just going to say it like it is, you guys, because number one, you got to believe in yourself. Because if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else is going to believe in you. So if you know what you're talking about, no matter what issue it is, do not let anybody second guess your judgment and gaslight you. All right, this is really important, because what happens is when somebody gaslights you, all right, you start to not feel like you're the person you used to be. Sometimes it causes you to be anxious, all right? Sometimes it could cause you to go into a depression. You lose all your confidence, all right? Then you sit there and second guess yourself, and you say to yourself, well, you know, maybe I'm too sensitive. And this has happened with me as well. I dealt with somebody who used to gaslight me all the time. But at the time, I was not in tune with what exactly all this meant about gaslighting. But I learned fast, and I realized I was dealing with a narcissist who was gaslighting me. Okay? And I said to myself, am I being too sensitive? Maybe I'm taking it the wrong way. And then when I looked back on the whole situation, I said, this person was gaslighting me in everything that I was doing, but I wasn't educated at the time to recognize these kinds of red flags, these signs. All right? You start to feel like everything you do is wrong. Maybe it's something I did. You know, you're always thinking that it's your fault when it's not. A lot of times when people gaslight you, you find yourself apologizing all the time. You find yourselves walking on eggshells, because that person, they twist whatever you say, they deflect it, and they don't take accountability. And then what they do is, and this is typical of narcissists, okay, they flip it on you. All right. Now you have two kinds of narcissists. You have the covert narcissist, which is more like, you know, the subtle manipulator. And then you have the overt narcissist that flat out comes out and says to you abusive things to break you down emotionally and puts you down and calls you names. But more deadly, I think, is the covert narcissist, who's the gaslighter, who is the person that is going to, you know, make you feel like your mental capacity is off. They're going to say your judgment is off, that you always make poor decisions, or you don't know what you're talking about. All right. So you have to be aware of these things when you're dealing with somebody that, you know, you confront them about a topic, and right away you get this kind of, you know, flip of an answer where they say, you know, either I don't know what you're talking about, or there you go again, there you go again, you're making a big deal out of nothing. That's another thing they do too, you guys. They try to downplay everything and make you feel like, you know, oh, you know, you're making a big deal out of something, all right? You know, if it's a legitimate issue that you are talking to somebody about and it's affecting you, and they love you and they care about you, or they care about your feelings, they should have a general concern and be able to talk to you and say, you know, I'm sorry, you know, I didn't realize I was doing that. Or they shouldn't sit there and try to deny everything, all right, and tell you you're the one that's crazy, all right? A lot of times when cheaters get caught or and stuff like that, they turn to the other person and say, you're crazy, you don't know what you're talking about and stuff, and say all those kinds of things, all right? And another thing that these gaslighters do, okay, which also covert narcissists do, is they try to align people against you so that they make you feel like, what they do is they'll say, oh, you know, you can't get along with anybody. You can't get along with anybody. You know, a lot of times, you know, family members do these kind of things, or they gang up on a family member or something like that, or friends do this as well. you know, to make you feel like the outsider. All right. So never let anybody take your power away, ever, ever. Know your self-worth. Know what you're talking about. Before you bring up an issue with somebody, make sure you know what you're talking about. And if you, you know, if you could back what you're saying, then stand your ground. Stand your ground. And don't let anybody, you know, double talk you. All right? I hope that helps you. And if it did, please hit the subscribe button and share, and have a great night. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description, and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day.